The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
I was married a few years. I was learning in Kollel, and they were not paying me a lot of money, and I was driving a car that was the equivalent of a Sherman tank. It was my in-law's old-fashioned station wagon, you know, those bulletproof brown, ugly station wagons. I think they were called Country Squires. Anyone know what I'm talking about, Country Squire? Anyways, so one day I turn to my wife and I say, I'd like to get a car. I want to get a car. I saw on the auction that there's a car available. So she says, we don't have money to buy a car. I said, in the auction, the ad says, there's an auction in Queens, a police auction, and you can get a car for pennies on the dollar. That means for pennies on the dollar, we can get a Lexus or, a Mustang. I said, let's go. She said, yeah, but it says on the ad that you've got to give a quarter of the money up front. So I told her, by the way, I've been putting money aside. So I was in a colo that paid $1,000 a month. And each month I'd put away $100, $150. So I had saved up $1,000. So I said, look, we can buy a car that is worth $4,000. All you have to do is pay a quarter of the money there. She said, where are we going to get the other $3,000? I said, Hashem will help. Hashem will help. Let's just go. So we went to the auction in Queens. And when the auction started, we're looking around at all the cars. We had no idea what we wanted. And suddenly she looks at me and she says, where's the money? It's $1,000 in cash. I said, it's in my pocket. She says, can you please put it in your shoe? I said, I don't want to put it in my shoe because it's uncomfortable. Who likes to walk with a bunch of bills in their shoe? She says, somebody could pickpocket you. I said, no one's going to pickpocket me. Don't worry. I thought of that. And what I did was I took paper towels. I crunched them up together. I put about 20 of them on top of the money. So if someone fishes their hand in my pocket, they'll get paper towels, paper towels, paper towels. And if they reach the bottom of my pocket, by then I'll for sure feel them. And I'll do what any good rabbi would do. And I'll turn around and punch them. So she says, really, I'm still not comfortable. Put it in your shoe. I said, then I won't be comfortable. Let's just leave it over here, paper towels. It's cool. The auction began. 5 minutes into the auction, the guy next to me taps me on the shoulder. He says, excuse me, mister. I think somebody just put their hand in your pocket. And my stomach dropped. And I put my hand in. Paper towels, paper towels, paper towels, paper towels. In 5 minutes. They had fished in, they had just found the money in the bottom and stolen all of it. I turned to my wife and I said to my wife, we got to go home. She said, what, did we just buy a car? I said, no. I said, we got pickpocketed. And I expected her to yell and scream, but she did something worse. She didn't say anything. That was much worse. We got to the car. We're driving home back to Brooklyn. And suddenly my wife looks at me and she says, you know what? It's from Hashem. Don't feel bad. And I look at her like, pardon me? Excuse me? She says, from Hashem. Don't worry. I know you didn't mean it. Don't worry. And I'm looking at her. I'm thinking, who is this person? She should be yelling and screaming and so upset. Instead, she's like, it's from Hashem. We get home. I sit on my bed. She's sitting across from me. And I said to her, Shani, that's her name. I said, Shani, I want to let you know what you did today. You won me over for life. Any other person would be yelling and screaming. And you told me, don't leave it in your pocket. And I didn't listen. I was so stubborn. And when it got stolen, you didn't say anything. You just said, it's going to be okay. It's from Hashem. I said, I learned that you could appreciate someone even for their faults. I said, Shani, one day I'm going to pay you back. And so, a few years later, my youngest sister was getting married. I turned to my wife and I say, I'd like to buy a suit. And she said, okay, go buy a suit. You haven't bought a suit in a few years. And I had a vision of a perfect suit with the big, thick pinstripes. That was in style in those days. I said, I really want to get this big, beautiful suit. And she says, go. And I looked around and it took me 3-4 days until I found a store that had exactly what I was looking for. I was so excited till I saw the price. And then I thought, oh no, I can't afford this. Then I remembered my wife's very smart words. She said, you deserve a suit. Okay. So I bought the suit. And once I bought the suit, I needed to buy the shirt. And then I needed a matching tie. Then I needed a nice pair of shoes. Bottom line, it cost a fortune, but that's okay because I deserve the suit. Then I had to take the suit and take it to be shotness tested. And then I had to take it and I had to get it shortened and taken out. The whole thing was like a week and a half. But almost done. But I would have the most amazing suit for my last sister's wedding. I have five sisters. She's the youngest. I'd have an amazing suit. Well, the wedding was in Cleveland. And my wife calls me up from Colo and she says, do me a favor, when you come back at the end of Colo, don't come home and relax, because then by the time we leave, it's going to be 10 o'clock at night. The kids are going to be overtired and cranky. Do me a favor. Right when you come home, let's get in the car and let's go. I said, okay, but I didn't pack. She said, I packed up everything for everyone. I said, what about food? She said, you'll take it in Tupperware containers. Let's just leave as soon as we can. I said, okay. I come up from Colo within a half an hour. We drove from Brooklyn to Cleveland. I got there at 6 a.m. with my family. I daven. I rested until noon. At noon, my father calls. All the families are expected to be at the wedding hall for pictures. I said, great. Everyone's getting dressed. I take a shower. I come out. I say to my wife, okay, can I have the suit? And she says, sure. And I see her looking, and she's looking, and she's looking, and she's looking. Then she runs back to the car. Then she runs out. And after about 5 minutes, she turns to me, and she says, I'm afraid to say I left it in Brooklyn. And I'm thinking, oh, no. I spent a fortune on that suit. I spent a week and a half. The wedding is now, I have nothing to wear. It was a disaster. But then I remembered the auction. I remembered the auction. And I turned to my wife and I said, don't worry about it. It's okay. I came in a suit. I could wear that suit. I'm not the groom. Don't worry. I came in this like wrinkly blue suit. I said, that's okay. And I go out. I go out of the room feeling good that I overcame. I didn't show at all on my face that I was upset. I shave, and I'm about to walk back in the room when I see that my wife had gathered all the children around her, and she was speaking to them. She's sitting on the bed, and all my children were sitting around her. So I don't walk in the room, but the door is halfway open, so I listen to what she's saying, and she's saying to the children, Kinderlach, children, I want to tell you something about your father. She said, your father bought a suit. It meant a lot to him. He spent over a week. He spent a lot of money. And I told him that I brought it. And he trusted me. And I forgot it. And he just found out. And she said, most fathers would be so angry. They'd be yelling and screaming, but not your Tati. Not your father. He didn't make me feel bad. He knew it was a mistake. She said, I want to give you a blessing. I want to give you a bracha that you should grow up to be like your father. And she took each of the children and they stood in a row and she put her hands on their head and she gave them a bracha. Yisimcha Elokim Kefai Mechim Menashe. And she gave them a bracha. And I'm standing by the door and I have tears rolling down my eyes because she doesn't realize that it's from her that I learned it. It came from the auction. It's all her inspiration. We can appreciate each other, even with our faults. I give you a bracha, each and every one of you. Appreciate your spouse. You're lucky that they said yes when they did. Remember that to the last days of your life. Thank you very much.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org